Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. It's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. And thank you for all your edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You always preach the truth with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. May the Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Hallelujah. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Oh, Lord, we have to fight. We've got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Oh, Lord, we have to fight. We've got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Oh, Lord, we have to fight. We've got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We've got to hold it up until we die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be soldiers, sending us forth in thy name and thy strength and power. So we're on the battlefield even now. Help us to war good warfare, to behave ourselves valiantly, to represent you well, to be faithful, Lord God, in our calling. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm hearing the preacher say, he that dwelleth in the secret place. How beautiful, huh? Thank you, Lord. But understand it, it is a secret place. It's not accessible to everyone, not available to everyone. The things of God are for the people of God. And we're those people. Hallelujah. Because God has chosen us. Isn't that all right? But he that dwelleth in the secret place, we don't want to just go there every now and then. We want to dwell there. In that secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How about it? Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. So, since God has done so much for us and he's so good, he is now. That's my testimony. Then let us not be reluctant to show forth the praise, to honor him, to glorify him. Since we're not our own, I get these things out of the scriptures. We're bought with a price. That's why we're not our own. God bought us, so if we have an argument, then it's with him. If you think you're yourself, then you take that to God. Okay? But here's what he says. He said, we're not our own because we're bought with a price. The blood of Jesus Christ purchased us. See? So we belong to him. That's for our good. That he might save us, make us partakers of all that he has, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Now, this is good news, but we've learned to receive it in a slowful, you know, nonchalant way. God's not pleased, but still, that's how we do it. We say, well, you know. Well, we do know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, often on my bed, I remember some of the embarrassing things that I've done in my life. Because I don't tell you, of course, because they're embarrassing. Some of them you know, but the ones you don't know, you don't know. Pray, it wouldn't help you any. You've got your own. But, you know, every time I think, I say, my God. Yeah, praise the Lord. There's many of them, but the Lord has still kept me. And I'm sure those times are needful. All of our failures are very essential. Thank you, Lord. to the end that we might trust in the Lord and Him alone. Is that all right? Thank you, Lord. It's men like knowledge, don't they? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Again, this is scripture. Because they reject knowledge. That's not how it's written. Okay. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise the Lord. Y'all aren't helping me out this morning. Praise the Lord. I know it's in the book, isn't it, Timothy? That it's in Hosea, probably 6 maybe, but it's in there. It say, my people are destroyed. That's we are God's people. For lack of knowledge. But the reason they lack knowledge, they reject knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge conflicts with our feelings. Or, you know, Pastor Rice, if I feel like I was, you know, when I was 18, I'd get excited this morning. Amen. Well, most of you old fogies won't ever feel like that. Not in this realm. But nevertheless, we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Does not appear what we shall be, but even now, are we the sons of God? A reasonable service, of course, is to present our bodies a living sacrifice. This, it all goes with knowledge, you know. Because we say we love knowledge, and we love knowledge to make us heady and high-minded. But we don't love the knowledge that causes us to humble ourselves. And, of course, the knowledge that makes us heady and high-minded is not good knowledge. The knowledge that enable us and encourage us, facilitate us to humble ourselves, that's good knowledge. So we like knowledge, but, you know, we're kind of picky. You know, like the stuff we eat. We like food, but we're kind of picky. So we reject the stuff we don't like. Is that not right? Well, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to receive knowledge this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's 4:6, someone said. I'm going to see. It says here, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth nor mercy nor knowledge of God in the land. That's a desolate place. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish. With the beasts of the field, with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priests. Therefore thou shalt fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Verse 6, my people are destroyed. My people are destroyed, it says here, for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I told you it was there. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be, like people, like priests. And I will punish them for their ways, reward them for their doings. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks. They don't ask of me. And their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms have caused them to err. And they have gone a-whoring from under their God. How about it? Of course, this is written a long time ago. And it's Old Testament too. So one might say, well, Pastor Rice, you know, we need to move on. You know, we can't keep talking about that old stuff. It's not pertinent anymore. Again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because they reject knowledge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me today, Lord, to walk in the light. Knowledge. So God has instructed us. You know, we would say, you know, if I knew what would please God, I would do it. Wouldn't we say that? See, some of us are quiet now. See what I'm saying? You wouldn't say that? Yeah, if we knew what would please God, we'd do it. You know, if I knew I was to obey them that have the rule over me, I'd get about doing it. See? If I knew that when someone smote me on one cheek, I was to turn the other, I'd do it. See how we talk? So that's why the scriptures say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they reject all of that. And they want to know what color shoes John the Baptist had on. Huh? They want to know all about what John and Jesus did, you know, before Jesus got up to the cross. See? That they reject knowledge. Because they don't want to be taught. Huh? They want to instruct. Tell me this, tell me that. And God withhold no good thing from them. But he tells us the truth. And he tells us what calls us to walk in the truth. Now, the Greek, of course, they seek wisdom, and the Jews, they seek after a sign. How about that? But the Greeks seek after the wisdom of men, you know, like us. Now, all wisdom is in Jesus Christ. If we would look for it, we'd have to find it there. And all wisdom, it springs from the fear of the Lord. Huh? All wisdom springs from the fear of the Lord. Fear God, keep his commandments. This is a whole duty of man. Of course, our lame excuse is, well, you know, if I knew what God expected of me, I would do it. That's not what we say. We say, well, you know, the scriptures say, study to show thyself approved. So I'm going to get my Bible, my concordance. I'm going to get the Greek translation and the Hebrew. And I'm going to show myself approved unto God. I'm going to study and study and study. Huh? And we're ever learning, never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Why? Oh, we reject it. We reject it. It's not what I'm looking for. If you're looking for it, then it's not the truth. Praise the Lord. The truth is found as you're led. If you're leading, you're not looking for the truth. If you're looking for the truth, then you're being led. We have trouble with being led. Huh? We like to hold them reins, huh? Even though it can't get us where we need to go. Give me them reins, God. Give me them reins. Get out of my way. This is what I want to know. I want to know this. I want to know that. Tell me this. Tell me that. We reject knowledge. And the stuff he tells us day after day after day after day, we spit it out. Huh? We're too spiritual for that. We mature too much to hear that pattern. We want to know this and we want to know that. And we want to know this. Y'all don't know God knows everything? You know him? And what's the problem? Huh? You shall know the truth. Truth shall make you free. But before that, you are my disciple. If you continue in my word. This is the truth that we reject. If we continue in it, that's the truth. And then we try to find the truth. Except we continue in his word, we won't find the truth. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you shall know the truth. Then the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
At one time we had the broadcast on up in Maryland, Radio 1, I think. Reginald Lewis, and this Elder Davis was involved. All right. I'm sure they didn't listen to it. They just wanted to put it on so we could pay them.
That's right.
Amen. How do you know they didn't listen to it? I talked to them. Huh?
Yeah.
They esteem Valentine's Day.
Right.
Y'all know Mother's Day is coming up?
Yeah.
Can't find it in the book. Yesterday they called a National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
We have to see what Mr. Trump and all the holy folk did. Well, we, as our custom is, we went to the tabernacle, didn't we?
Yeah.
At least the majority of us.
Amen.
We esteem every day as a day of prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, let everything be done decent and in order. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication.
Amen.
We ought to pray about everything.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Fret about nothing. Pray about everything.
Amen.
In everything by prayer and supplication.
Amen.
With thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord.
Again, now, this is God's instruction. We should ever give thanks.
Amen.
But we have trouble with that.
Thank you,
because
Lord.
We want to know something else.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, in his wisdom,
he
said, if you don't want what I give you, then you don't want what I give.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all don't believe that?
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's why they joined the church of their choice. Yeah, that's why they choose the preacher of their choice.
Thank
you, Lord. Y'all know that, don't you? Pastor don't act right, but especially in the Baptist church, he's gone. If he don't make, he's gone. Yeah, he have no chance to please God. He got to please the deacon board. I'm telling the truth. What about you, Pastor Rice? Well, I'm under the same charge you are. I must please God. And if that's what we're doing, that's what our purpose, our endeavor is, we won't have strife among us. You're endeavoring to please God. I'm endeavoring to, please God. We'll all say that, but then there's strife. And that means somebody's not trying to please God. Hallelujah. And of course, in all of our getting, get understanding. So we should understand that God has called us so that we could please him. And he's equipped us so that we can please him. He's given us what it takes to please him. And without that, we can't please him. So whatever we do, we must do by faith so that we can please God. Now, that's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. That's how the elders obtained a good report. By faith. Faith is from God. Now, we can do things on a hunch. That's not faith. Huh? No intuition or whatever. That faith is faith. Come from God. And the thing about faith, it's of truth. It has to do with the eternal purpose and intent of God. Yeah, that's not for you to puff yourself. That's not God's. No. His purpose is to save you.
Hallelujah.
So that we can ever be with him. Y'all don't know. How do you find this out? I read John 17. And I listen in on Jesus praying to the Father. And if we really want to know how to pray that, we'd pray like that. We won't do it. Hallelujah. If Jesus had prayed like we prayed, we wouldn't find it in the book.
Huh?
Y'all want me to say that again? If Jesus prayed like we prayed, we never would have seen it written in the book.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I would that you all speak the same thing.
Amen.
This was spoken by the prophet or the apostle Paul.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that God is faithful, who had called us into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It was God's Son, but our Lord. Everybody understand that? Our Lord. I mean, he tells us what to do. He guides us. He directs us. Yeah, that's what it means. That means we present our bodies every morning. and say, here am I.
Hallelujah.
What would you have me to do? And we spit that out. And of course, this is a reasonable service, which means if we don't do that, we can't do the rest. All right? Praise the Lord. Now, we just need to accept that and admit it, then we can go ahead and overcome. But if we're trying to dream up reasons why what I'm saying is not true, then again, we're digging a pit for ourselves. That's what men do when they go the wrong way. That's in the wisdom of God. He don't have to have a counsel with the angel and say, oh, what did I do about Neil now? He's pulling this shenanigan. God don't have to do that. Oh, there's old Edward, man. He's trying to come in on that side. And there's old Terry. He's trying to get in this way. What do I need? Come on, let's have a council. It's already taken care of. Anytime we seek to do evil, it's already taken care of. Already. Hallelujah. And likewise, whenever we set our heart to seek after God, it's already taken care of. And he knows when we are seeking him. He also knows when we're seeking our own. And when we're seeking our own, we reject knowledge. Because knowledge tells us not to do that. Huh? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Speak the same thing. Let there be no divisions among you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy might. Hear, O Israel, first commandment. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor. If we love God, then we love the brethren also. Thank you, Lord. And love, charity, covers the multitude of sin. This is the wisdom of God. By now we should learn. That's what we do about all that stuff that our neighbor does that really perturbs us, messes up my whole day. We need a good dose of love. See, are we going to receive this knowledge? Well, we will for a while, Pastor Rice. Huh? We won't endure it, though. Anon, immediately we'll receive it, but when it's time to apply it, we will forget. Above all, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. How blessed we are if we're able to pass over a transgression. God says plenty of transgressions we can pass over. So we can be blessed. Huh? Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 3. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Hallelujah. The church. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. It's a mystery. It's given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Praise the Lord. Now we understand through faith that there's no way that we can affirm this with the human understanding, with human words. It tells us in the beginning. Great is the mystery. It's given unto us to know, but to those that are not given, there's nothing you can do with this. They won't receive it.
Amen.
And the righteous scarcely receive it. Because they've learned the way of the heathen. Thank you, Lord. And they like to understand other than by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything concerning God requires faith.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
We that know God, we know him by faith.
Amen.
And everybody that say they know him don't know him.
Right.
Because he don't know them. The ones he knows, he give faith.
Yes.
And that's how they know him.
Hallelujah.
That's how we know him.
Hallelujah.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's faith.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
Sister McKeel was telling me about listening to a conversation this morning on the broadcast about keeping the Sabbath day. Praise the Lord. Which is what we should do. It says it in the book. Thank you, Lord. But, I called in. I don't know what I said. Bakia might know, but she said she was encouraged by it. We all have our experiences keeping God's commandments because the world have no respect to them. I don't care what it is. The way you dress when you show up at work, which days you rest on, they don't care about that. They have a requirement, and that's what they look for. So you can't expect to convert them to your way. You'll have to stand your ground.
Amen.
That's concerning everything.
Yes.
You can say, well, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that what I said? Well, that's what you have. There's no other way. You know, you might say, well, I don't work on the Sabbath. Well, they'll see about that.
Amen.
Well, you'll have to prove it because they'll see a required of you.
Amen.
Don't think you'll show them in the book. See, it says here, remember, they're looking at their bottom line. Absolutely. And of course, concerning them, everything is the ox in the pit. Surely it is. Y'all come on and work for me. So you'll have to take your, that's with everything. That's why some of our children aren't convinced. They hear what we say, but then we don't take the right stand. I'm in trouble now. But I'm pleasing God. Hallelujah. I'm pleasing God.
Yes, amen. Glory to God.
If, they'll say, okay, we really need you today, though. Can you come in? See, that's how they try you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you know, I've worked with you as long as I can, Neil, but I can't do it any longer. you're just going to have to work at least one Sabbath each week, each month. See? Sort of like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how everything concerning what God tells us to do, there's opposition like that.
Amen.
You understand?
Yeah.
Obey them that have the rule over you. There's a saying for sin. Well, you know. In this case, just do it your way. No? Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'll as long as you tell me what's right, I'll obey it. That's good enough for me. God's going to hold you to it, you know. Everybody understand what I'm saying? We put our own selves in the corner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you just stand.
Yes.
And having done all, stand.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Of course, we'll look like fools, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Heard a testimony of a truck driver once.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't normally drive on the Sabbath, but it turned out that he didn't make it back. He said he pulled that thing over and stopped. And said, so the boss man said, man, we need to get that truck in it. He said, I ain't going nowhere. They had to send another driver out there to get in that thing. Now, that's somebody that stand by. Stand by what they say. Of course, he looked like a fool. Here he is healthy. Huh? And won't drive the truck. And the, needless to say, he probably didn't have a job after that. I know you. Well, that's foolish, Pastor Rice. Well, is it? Is it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to drive the truck on the Sabbath day. That's my testimony. I'm going to rest according to God's command. And I know the Baptists are going to say, well, you can't be saved by works. We can't be saved without them. Understand that. We can't be saved without the righteous works of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. If we got to do it logically, then we're not going to obey God. Logic would say, man, well, you didn't make it back in time. Just go ahead and drive the truck back and be all right. Well, he had convictions. Sabbath came, he stopped the truck. That still encouraged me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's not the commandment in itself, it's the obedience to it. It wasn't per se Noah building the ark that saved him, it was his obeying God. You know, he moved with fear, and whatever God commanded him, so did he. If God had said, Noah, get out of the city, then Noah would have done it. If Noah had said, get out of them, God had said, Noah, get out of the churches.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Noah would have done it.
Amen.
Of course, he did get out.
Lord.
Yeah, he had to come apart to do what God told him to do, to prepare for the coming destruction.
You,
he had to come apart from the normal ongoing.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. Now, I know we shouldn't speak this because this is Old Testament.
Thank you, Jesus.
But understand it's really up to date. Because in the New Testament, say, as it was. In the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were doing whatever they always did. And they took no thought for the coming of the Lord. Well, that's okay for them, but that's not good testimony for us, especially since we've come apart. See, this is how I look at it. We come apart to actually prepare for the coming of the Lord. And we let anything move us aside. There's no reason why we shouldn't all be here this morning. And I say this all the time. And that's why we don't come into the knowledge of the truth. You think that I say this, God say this, and we keep throwing it under the table, that we're going to have some kind of understanding? Is that how we believe it? I'm sure it is because I see them get together in their little groups. See? But not with understanding.
Amen.
They had understanding, they show up here.
Amen.
It's the understanding I have. If y'all gonna listen to me, if not, then you might as well leave.
Amen.
But the understanding I have me here.
Amen.
Because God purposely brought us here,
yes.
Set us aside.
Yes.
We are peculiar people,
yes.
We're called out people. We are holy people, sanctified unto God for his service. We don't have to drive truck today, unless God wants us to. Praise the Lord. Certainly we're not going to do it on tomorrow, huh? Not for hire. Thank you, Lord. Well, the things of God, people like to put carnal reasoning with them. Well, once you do that, you figure out you won't have to do it. Anytime we come to the conclusion that we shouldn't do what God told us, we put it to carnal reasoning.
Amen.
I won't. That's why some aren't here right now. They put it to carnal reasoning about not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together or presenting their bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. Now, we shouldn't have trouble with it. Open up your book and you'll see it in there. And I know, well, Pastor Wright, show me in the scripture. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. We've been there. We've done that. We know what God said. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. You're able to do this by the mercies of God. Now present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God. This is your reasonable service. Now, what's so hard about showing up in the dining hall to worship with the saints? It's not hard, brother. The way of the transgressor is hard. The point I'm making, though, is why we don't know the truth. If we think that we're going to just pick and choose and lollygag, huh? We're not going to know the truth. No, we're not. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Consider Noah. God said, now, Noah, you build an ark now. Noah said, no, I'm going to build an airplane. How about that? Huh? Praise the Lord. God, I don't think that ark's going to work. I'm going to build an airplane. How about that? Well, that is what, thank you, brother. That's what I'm saying. God said, this is what you need to do. We said, well, you know, I'm going to do this. Huh? I know we should all speak the same thing, but I'm not going to take care of what I say. You know, I've even been told how to speak the same thing. Hallelujah. Yeah, say that Jesus Christ is Lord. Say that we're the people of God. Once you start like that and continue in that, you'll speak the same thing. Well, when we start talking about other identities, other purposes, we're not going to speak the same thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I've often heard, man, I go to a Bible-believing church. You know, that means the others are not. Go to a full gospel church. That means others are not full gospel. Huh? Is that right? Well, the church of God is full gospel. Y'all don't know that? The pillar and ground of the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. But the church is the church. It's not defined by denominations. Well, it's defined by lack of denominations. Hallelujah. I said that good, didn't I? Yeah, the church is not denominated. That's its definition. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I found it in the book.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, without controversy. Of course, we can't know the truth just by reading the book.
Amen.
Not just by hearing the preaching.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We still need that faith, don't we?
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. So remember how the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us, but it didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. If you're purposing not to believe me, you shouldn't even be here. It won't profit you either. It won't profit you. Didn't profit them. If this will profit you, you'll have to mix faith with it. I just said the same thing. I'm sure there's seducing spirits working the other way. Sure, that's their job. And if we give heed to them, we'll depart from the faith. Glory to his name. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them. Cannot bear them.
Amen.
And of course, there's still things that we cannot bear.
Right.
That's what happens every day. There's truth that's spoken, but we're just not in a position to receive it.
Amen.
Y'all know that, don't you? So God will have to bring us into that spiritual condition. Where we're able, as long as we continue in the word, he will do that.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
None of my disciples were waiting for me. Absolutely not. They didn't have understanding, even though they'd been told all the things. You know, like us. We've been told many things. We don't have the full understanding. We get in trouble when we think we do. Then we err. Then we err. We know the truth, Jesus Christ. And as we continue in him, then we abide in the truth or walk in the light. And when we come to the point where we don't need him, then we're in darkness. When is that? Why would anybody say they don't need the Lord? When they refuse his instruction, when they won't receive correction, that means I don't need you, Lord. God, this is not how I would do it. I would choose the wisest man to stand up before the people. I wouldn't pick Pastor Rice. I'm preaching good. I like the way I preach. I get excited. If you don't, I do. I wouldn't do it that way, God. No. You could have chose me. Well, he could have. Remember, though, he's all wise. Oh, brother. Y'all understand? See, this is the truth. And as you love the truth, then you walk it. But he's all wise. When you came here, he knew you'd meet up with Angela.
Hallelujah.
Well, he didn't make a mistake. He knew Teresa was coming. You and you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He did it in his divine wisdom.
Amen.
And the only answer we need to be concerned about is that God did it.
Amen.
When we go beyond that, then we get in trouble.
Amen. Praise
the Lord. He did it because he's God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's why he saved you. There ain't no other reason why God saved us. He wants to do it. That's very amazing. I'm amazed. I'm impressed that he wants to do it and that he's able to do it. Even that he's willing to do it. They said for a good man, one would maybe scarcely die for a righteous man, but God, while we were yet sinners.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what manner of love this is. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let me go on in the name of Jesus. Endeavoring to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. So the disciples were told things like we were told in school. Anybody ever been in school? Hallelujah, and you just a little bit, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'm sure we didn't see any sense in the stuff they were having before. That's how it is now. I don't know why I have to listen to Pastor Rice, Lord. Well, God knows there's a reason for it. Just trust him. See what I mean? I don't know why I need to know multiplication tables. What are they good for? Well, when it comes to long division, then he figure out, well, I really do need this.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's with all the things that, you know, God tells us. Yeah, there's a divine application for them. And we don't know it and don't know how to apply it, but as we walk in the truth, then it opens up to us. We're a bunch of people who like to know everything so we can say, see you later, God. I don't need you no more. Come on. If we know anything at all, we know that we need him. See? When we depart from that, we get out of the way. We walk in darkness. We need him for everything. Hallelujah. For without me, you can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ. If we abide in the vine, we can bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my Father is the husbandman. and I'm the true vine. Glory, glory. So evidently, Jesus likes gardening. You absolutely. You read in Genesis, he planted a garden. How about you hear me preaching, Angela? And he put the man in it to dress and to keep it. Ain't that wonderful? So Shayla planted a garden. Amen. Walter planted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah. And we are the branches. As we abide in the vine, we bring forth fruit. Of course, God the Father is the husbandman. Brother, you awake? Praise the Lord. I'm going to be done shortly. Oh, my intent is to present my body. Hallelujah. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. There's wisdom in that too. Hallelujah. We are to glorify God in all that we do. And it's easily discerned who men are talking about when they talk.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
They say all kind of sweet things, but you have to discern who are they exalting.
Yes, Lord.
See, if they're exalting God, it's a good conversation.
Amen.
But no matter what they say, if they're exalting themselves, it's abominable.
Amen.
It's corrupt
yes,
communication,
yes.
And it shouldn't proceed out of our mouth.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
You say, God brought me here. Then we're exalting God. If we say it in the right spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I can learn to live by faith. So I can suffer affliction with the people of God. Hallelujah. I can prepare to meet my God. Ain't that wonderful? I can serve him with gladness. Oh, he called me out. I've got nothing to hinder me. Praise the Lord. I'm free to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Aren't you free to serve the Lord?
Yes.
I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free.
No longer bound. There's no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. There's no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Hallelujah. Because the Son has set us free. There's a commandment with that. Stand fast. Therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Now we have to put it in context. Even though we are free, we are prisoners. Bond servants. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. But we're prisoners of the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that makes us free.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to be prisoners one way or another. If we're not prisoners of the Lord, we're just not free. If we're prisoners of the Lord, they can lock us up and throw away the key. We'll still be free. Huh? We'll still be free. They can put us on their excrement list. We'll still be free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That's true freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Yeah, we're fellow prisoners and bond servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, companions in tribulation. And our calling is to serve one another. And that's how we become the greatest. See? There's nothing wrong with wanting to be the greatest as long as you do it lawfully. Ain't God wise? Boy, I rejoice in the wisdom of God. Even the chosen, they had strife among themselves. You know why? Because they wanted to be the greatest. And Jesus gave a good teaching there. Find divine wisdom from above. He said, now, he that would be the greatest among you, let him become a servant. See? So, Son of Man came not into the world, to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for all. And he is the greatest, isn't he? Without controversy. We want to be like him, don't we? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Guess what? He'll exalt you. See how the truth says the same thing? That's the same thing as saying, become a servant, you'll be exalted. Huh? Exactly. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He will exalt you. If you desire to be the greatest, then become a servant. You want to be wise, then become a fool. See, I'm fool enough to stand up this morning. Hallelujah. And willing enough for God to have his own way. I told you about my many embarrassing moments. Yeah, one of them is when I stood up to preach. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to tell y'all about it. I get embarrassed here. Y'all know about that, don't you? Hallelujah. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe that he'll get us to the end. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Bakia said she was blessed to hear that conversation. I guess that's why God had it put up. Maybe others are blessed by what they hear in the broadcast. Amen. Well, God knows what we need when we need it. But it tells us that when we please the Lord, we are a blessing. Absolutely. There's no way that we can please God and not be a blessing to the body of Christ. Not, no. When we bless the Lord, we bless Terry also. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's how God does it. One body, one spirit, one hope. Thank you, Lord. Of course, it's the Lord's doing. So I present my body so that maybe God can bless somebody. I don't know how to do that of myself other than be a fool for Christ. Huh? Whose fool are you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the scriptures tells us how to be wise. Yes. Hallelujah. Tells us how to be the greatest. Huh? Ain't that all right? We shouldn't have any strife. We all know how to be the greatest. No need to strive about that, huh? Oh, my God. Y'all excuse me. Praise the Lord, saint. I mean, you see how simple it is. Very much so. We want to be the greatest like the Gentiles, you know. He said, don't do it like that. We don't want to lord over our brother and sister, do we? We would rather serve them. Amen. And so doing that, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We love them. And so doing that, we love the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very simple. Yeah. Jesus Christ loved us. God so loved us. He gave us his son. And he said, now, here's what you do. You love Angela.
Amen.
That's not too hard, is it?
No. Hallelujah.
We're going to hold you to it. Y'all hear me? We're going to hold you to it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We fuss about that, and we you know, have, thank you, Lord, opposition, and we like to backtrack, but that's what God requires of us. We say, well, maybe if I can show everybody how wicked Angela is, then God will retract this requirement for me to love her. That's why we go about telling everybody, you know what Angela did? We're just using her for an example. This concerning our neighbor. Whatever they did, God requires us to love them. And the reason is because he said so. If we put carnal reasoning with it, I guess we just love ourselves. Huh? We get that done, don't we? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But that's fine. Here's what God says about that. Just love your neighbor like you love yourself. What the wisdom of God. Huh? His ways are past finding out. And God even gives us the wherewithal so we can love ourselves. Huh? We do it anyway, though. You know, sometimes we hear the word license to sin. Man don't need a license to sin. Absolutely not. We're proof, man. Come on, we sin without a license, don't we? Glory, glory. We even sin in spite of grace, don't we? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, the truth, in other words, has all the bases covered. There's no stone left unturned. It covers everything. Father, there's no fault in it. Hallelujah. There's nothing that needs an amendment. It stands perfect and complete. And of course, my prayer for me and you is that we stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Hallelujah. Thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give God the praise. So this Reginald Lewis, he's, I guess, an associate with Elder Davis. He left me a voicemail after we did the little program down there. He said, well, Pastor Rice, man, you put this on a new perspective. Not so. This ain't new, man. That's how I know they don't listen to the broadcast. It's not a new perspective. Absolutely not. But it does tell you how deceived the church world is. That's because they reject the knowledge. Amen. There's no need for anybody not to be in the light of what day the Sabbath day is and what we should do concerning God's holy days. And we certainly should know that there are certain days that are not authorized for us to observe, not as Christians. One of them is Easter, and the other is Christmas. Now you tell that to the church world. Go ahead and tell them. They'll say, Marie, you bring a whole new perspective. That's not a new perspective. Amen. That just shows you the difference, huh, between the church and the so-called church. And that's why we're told to come out of it. I mean, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
People been to the river, been baptized.
Yeah, Lord.
Got holy Bibles. And how much does it take to convince them that Christmas is not of God?
You
go ahead and try it.
Amen.
Huh? How much does it take to convince them? You say they have the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
And they come into the knowledge of the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Well,
the truth is Easter is pagan.
Yes.
Doesn't honor God.
No.
Does not honor Jesus Christ.
No.
Has nothing to do with God. Absolutely not.
Amen.
And you know, all the other gods, they're the same God, really.
Right.
Absolutely. You call him Buddha. You call him Ashtoreth. Same God. Same God. Same God. Hallelujah. Just a different variation. But there's only one true God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, he is the truth.
Yes,
see?
Yes.
So when we know him, then we know the truth as long as we abide in him. But we can't put Easter in Christ because it's not the truth. And there's no, it's just not the truth.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So that tells me when I get responses like that, that folk are just deceived. Willingly. Praise the Lord. I mean, come on. But I receive instruction. That's how deception is. And if we are not diligent, we too will be deceived. If it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. But he gave us his spirit. He chastens us and reproves us and rebukes us. Huh? So it will be sound in the faith. See? Thank you, Lord. So we thank him for that. It's not because we're so smart. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. I mean, many of these preachers have been to schools I haven't been to. Absolutely. Glory, glory. But, well, what school have you been at? I took up my cross and followed Jesus. Oh, he said, come learn of me. That's how I, whatever I know, that's how I know it. And as I continue following him, then I'll continue to know. That's how it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We don't want to be led away by the error of the wicked. You know what they'll have us do? Fall from our steadfastness. We don't like the word steadfast. You know, we can just feel the opposition when we talk about obedience, striving and pressing. Huh? Praise the Lord. The sober, vigilant, diligent. Huh? Man has a natural resistance to that stuff. Absolutely. Oh, we like salvation, but we just want to ease on in. Huh? That means not strive. See? We want to show up when we get ready. And how we, we're going to respond like we want to respond. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Now, don't be deceived to think that you're going to go out there and turn them around.
No.
You see, I'm not spending much time with it.
Amen.
I mean, after you tell them, that's about all you can do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. But the truth is comprehensive. If you got the truth, then you got the truth.
Amen.
There ain't no lie in it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And of course, we may be in error, but the Lord will bring us out.
He will
do it.
Thank you, Lord.
As long as we abide in him.
Amen.
I mean, that's what this perfection is all about. We're being conformed to his image.
Yes,
huh? In him is light and there's no darkness
Amen.
At all. That's what we're being conformed
Amen.
To.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost testified of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's the comforter.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
He will guide you.
Yes.
Again, see,
thank you, Lord.
That's how you come into the truth.
Amen.
Usually men are charting their own course.
Thank you, Lord.
They find their own topics, their own studies. You know, I'm going to look. I don't study other gods.
Amen.
That, absolutely not.
Amen.
I don't study the Muslim religion.
Amen.
I don't. Now, there are others that do.
Yeah.
And they pride themselves in it.
Yes.
They say it's necessary for them to war good war. Not for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not for me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I've got no time for the devil.
Amen.
All my time is for Jesus. Glory, glory. Study to show myself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you, Lord. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that will he speak. And he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall shew it unto you. No man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. We're not going to study it out. You're not going to figure it out. We'll have to receive it from heaven. Thank you, Lord. So that's why, you know, often Brother Steer rejected many of the revelations because they weren't revelation. They were calculations. And that's not how God revealed, not by calculation. If he reveals something, the calculation will support it, but that's not how you find out. See? You'll have to be led into it. Thank you, Lord. So lead us, Lord. Guide us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we know the way may be rough. Thank you, Lord. But we have a promise that the faithful God will not allow us to be tempted above that which we're able to bear. He's faithful with the temptation to make a way of escape that we're able to bear it. Hallelujah. So I remind you of this. Today and yesterday and again tomorrow. If we're in it, then God can bring us out. Yeah, with all of our trials, God is honoring us. That how he presented Job's test? He said, hey, Satan, look here. He began to honor Job. We like honor, don't we? Oh, but let's seek the honor that comes from God only. Not the honor that comes from man. Huh? God honored Job. He honors you too. Just understand that it is God honoring you. He said, Satan, you can touch him. He did say it. He said, hey, Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That's what he said. Because he knew he was walking about, you know, seeking whom he may devour. What are you doing, man? Now, where you been? I've been in the earth walking to and fro. See? Well, how about Job? You considered him? He's a perfect and upright. There's none like him.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Or Satan explained that, yeah, but you build a hedge about him.
Thank you, Jesus. Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we like to read about it, Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. Well, here we are. We've been told that we must endure all those tests, individually and collectively. Huh? That's a mouthful, huh? Individually, yeah. Your neighbor don't always know exactly where you are, and you don't know where your neighbor is. That's how God does it. But we can know that it's common salvation, and that we're all in God's hand. Whatever test we're going through, whatever trial, praise the Lord. He's faithful and just to deliver us. Thank you, Lord. 12 gates, 12 angels, 12 tribes of the children of Israel, 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, that came to mind when I was listening to Brother Steer talk about how many apostles. Well, that's quite a study, but we'll need faith. But he put it very well when he said, ever how many there were, at the end there was 12. That's how I see it. When you go to the end of the book, it said, let me find it for y'all. Y'all want to hear it? I'm going to read it anyway. Praise the Lord, because y'all showed up here. Y'all going to have to hear this. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. He shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And they that have part in the second resurrection have part in the second death. But we that have part in the first resurrection, the second death had no power over us. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and shewed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. See, that's where I found it. And at the gate, 12 angels. See? And names written their own, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. Hallelujah. On the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. Hallelujah. And in them, the name of the 12 apostles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we can go back and find something that might say different, but we have to see the end of the matter. Hallelujah. 12 apostles.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
Gives us so many blessings. Listen to this one. This is the one that we sometimes, you know, don't sing right. He shewed me a pure river of water of life, one river, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, see, one street. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, were there the tree of life. Again, it had 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Hallelujah. And there shall be no more curse. Y'all hear me talking? Hallelujah. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen. Thank you, Lord. He's chosen us to obtain salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit,
yes, Lord,
and belief of the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us continue in the light,
yes, Lord,
walking in the light.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm sure, you know, you can go in the book and make much study about the number of the apostles. And But the end of the matter is, he wrote the name of the 12 apostles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I can't say it any different, you know.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But if you don't believe that Christmas is not of God, you're not going to believe this either.
Right.
You understand?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You try to tell them. Go ahead.
Amen.
I tried till I figured out I shouldn't do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I told my niece once that Easter, that's pagan.
Amen.
She said, well, I went to an Easter sunrise service once. She said, I never had such an anointing up on me. It's still pagan. You hear what I'm saying? I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure they get some kind of anointing. Oh, sure. Praise the Lord. But the truth is the truth is the truth. And we're blessed of God and shall know the truth. It'll make us free. Free from the desire to exalt ourselves. Oh, there's much blessing in humility. Yeah, it can be imitated but not duplicated. It's pure stuff. Y'all know that? It's not within man. Oh, absolutely not. No, it's a gift from God. Like all the good stuff. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, today what do we have, Brother Walter? I guess that's because you planted them, huh?
Hallelujah.
Walter planted strawberries. How about that? That means we pick strawberries today. Anything else to pick? How about the broccoli? How's it doing? You pick broccoli? Good. Hopefully we'll eat it someday. That's great. All right. Brothers, we got to pick strawberries. All right. Sister Marilyn's doing better, I hear. We give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
We rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Tim, you going to pray for us? Hallelujah.
Said, rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, and a foal of an ass. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for sending your son to be the propitiation of our sin. And as I was listening to Pastor, I guess I kept thinking, Paul said, we're so easily removed from the simplicity of the gospel. And so help us, O God, to keep it simple and understand, O God, that your determination to save us. And we won't figure it all out, Lord. We just, help us just to continue to trust you, Lord, and endure the operation of your hand. Give us that spirit of perseverance and endurance. And as we wait for our change to come, Lord, and help us, oh God. Too often when the trials come, we kind of still think it's strange, Lord. And
yes.
So we need the trials, Lord. We thank you for the faith, and trial of faith is so precious. And so help us also consider, that was a good word, when you try us, you're honoring us, oh God. And thank you for the privilege and honor to serve you, Lord, to be tried. And help us to esteem it as such, Lord, and we won't complain. And let's pass the Rice, who labors and minister. And oh, thank you, Lord. I'm just so happy to be here, Lord. I really.
Hallelujah.
I remember when my burden rolled away, Lord, and you brought us from a mighty long way, and you kept us, Lord. And every day you've helped us so many ways we don't even know it all, Lord. And so we know it's perilous times, Lord. And so is my prayer, always keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way, looking for your soon return, O God. And when the trials come, help us, Lord, keep our eyes on the refiner, you, Lord, and not so be moved by the trials. And so help us get that right perspective, Lord. Get it off the pages and get an application. Thank you for the prophet sent to let us know you come in a lifetime, and always still not strengthened by his words. And appreciate all that you've done for us, Lord, and giving us food to eat, water, drink, clothes to wear. Lord, help us to just count our blessings, Lord. And so bless those listening as well, Lord. And, oh, Lord, get us in that place, being at one accord, and one place, one accord. And so send the rain, Lord. Help us to be thankful, Lord. Made in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 8:28. You know that all things work together for good. To them that love God. To them that are the called. And of that is according to his purpose. Lord bless you, Maranatha. The Lord is coming.